Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, hosted by MC8 and Big Steel. Every Thursday, podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Kurt Woodsmith. You remember me from such TV comedies as That 70s Show and That 90s Show on Netflix. I'll never forget the words that my grandfather said just before he kicked the bucket. He said, "Watch how far I can kick this bucket." People ask me where I get my dad jokes from. I tell them to listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast. Listen to Daily Dad Jokes every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bobby Bones.
Brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday's show.
Good morning, studio.
Good morning. Morning.
Do you know why we hang stockings on Christmas?
Ooh, I feel like old Saint Nick.
It has something to do with that fella.
Yeah, one time... just hung stuff up to put the gifts in because they didn't have anywhere else to put it on the door.
You're just guessing.
Yeah, okay. I don't know.
Saint Nicholas heard about a man who was worried his three daughters would never marry because they were so poor. He saw the girls' socks drying over the fireplace and filled them with gold coins. When the girls got up the next morning, they finally had money to get married because, you know, back in the olden days, you needed a sort of dowry to offer whenever the daughter was offered to the man.
Mm-hmm.
Or was it the other way?
I don't know.
Anyway, they had money. And then,
Or a cow or something.
You knew that.
I knew that. I watched a video on it like 2 weeks ago.
Why?
A video.
Because at the place I volunteer, they were teaching the kids about Christmas, and they were telling them the story. And it was their story was this guy came by and threw coins into the stockings. Same thing, Saint Nick. But I think it's because the woman has to pay for the wedding.
Oh.
And so they didn't have money to pay for the wedding. And so now they were able to get married.
They were doing that at Kids Power?
Kid Power, yeah.
Teaching the kids?
Oh, my gosh.
Someone, by the way, brought up the fact that they... I'll come back to this. Someone doesn't think you're being on the up and up with charity. We'll talk about it in a second.
Here we go.
We'll talk about it in a second.
Wow. Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
A kind-hearted stranger has paid off more than $900 in overdue lunch balances for students at an elementary school in Pennsylvania.
Oh, wow.
They call him Our Secret Santa, says the principal of the school. Said it was a gentleman who did not want to be identified. He made the generous offer, and he came back with a check to cover the balance. So he called to see if it could work. They said yes, and he went and paid for it and said, "Please don't identify me."
What a great idea.
How about that? I see you, Good Samaritan, or I'd like to call you the Lunch Man. Dun, dun, dun. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big Three Stories.
It's producer Ray. Alan Thicke, best known for his role as the father in the sitcom Growing Pains, has died from a heart attack. He was 69 years old. In weather news, the Arctic blast is in the upper Midwest right now. Chicago, Minneapolis, Fargo are in the teens. Get ready tomorrow in New York, Philly, and Boston. You're going to start to feel that Arctic blast. And finally, in recall news, 8 million Cuisinart food processors have been recalled because of the blade getting old and just leaving metal pieces in your food. Take it back for a full refund.
Bobby Bones Show.
Time now for the good news. A little Wednesday Tim Sig. Here we go.
Tell me something good.
Got it here. When a Washington State father fell while putting up his Christmas lights, local firefighters took him to the hospital. Then they went back to the house and finished his lights.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that crazy? They got a 911 call. Firefighters came. Mm-hmm. He was hurt. The kids were crying. They took him to the hospital. Then two of them went back and strung the lights up.
This is like the Christmas edition
crazy.
Of the lawn mowing ones they do.
Yeah, where they go back and mow the yard.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's a good one. Amy?
Well, shout out to this guy, Peter Campbell, because he is treating 50 strangers. They're called lonely strangers here that don't have anywhere to eat Christmas dinner. And he's just making sure that they're not eating alone. So basically, he started to find out people that had nowhere to go to eat Christmas dinner, invite them over. And he only is doing it because he read about a woman that was doing the exact same thing. So maybe someone hearing this will do the same thing.
Dang,
it's like a domino effect.
It is.
Nobody eats alone.
Be careful. Did they invite him to his house?
No, he's doing it a local, like, little
thumbs up on that one, then.
Thing.
Yes. Good. Rent out a place. Invite everybody over.
Well, no, the thing is, the place isn't even making rent it out. They're giving it to him.
Dang.
Yeah.
Get that. Lunchbox, you're up.
A woman was being held captive inside a house by a man, and she didn't know how she was going to get out, didn't have access to a phone.
I don't like how this one starts.
Okay. Well, clearly the end's good.
It's got to have a great ending, right?
Well, it's called Tell Me Something Good, so there's a good twist at the end. So the guy needed her to mail a package, and so she scheduled a UPS pickup.
What?
Wait, what guy?
The guy that's holding her captive.
He's holding her captive to do his,
there's
like,
got to be something good coming up.
Okay, I mean, I'm like, sure something good, but the scenario is so weird.
Right?
He holds her hostage, but yet he's still scheduled for a delivery.
But he's like, I need an assistant.
Go ahead.
So the UPS driver goes to the house to pick up the package that he has to deliver.
Yeah.
And on the package, she had written, call 911. So the UPS driver called 911 and she was rescued.
I have so many questions.
Mm-hmm, me too.
Because the end of it's great.
Man. Yeah.
But I mean,
look, it's an awkward story for Tell Me Something Good, but
I think it's her husband.
Okay. So he didn't say that. He just said some guy.
Some
Wait,
dude.
Her husband was holding her captive?
Yeah.
That can happen.
I know it does.
It says a man was holding her captive. I didn't see husband in the story.
It's just weird the timing of, as he holds her captive, he also needs a package to, like, send
off. There's
on.
So many
Do
other good
me.
News stories.
I'm not
I
even hating
like
on
good,
you. Hey, that's a good one.
Yeah,
tell me something good. Good job.
I mean, the UPS driver.
Yeah, shout out to that
call 911 and smart by her by writing it on the package, like.
Because he could have just thrown the package in the back of the truck and not read it.
Yep.
This is good.
It's just, good. If I'm going to hold someone captive, I'm not worried about a package getting out for Christmas to, you know, Aunt Susie.
Well, I mean, now that we know that they were married, he probably was like, I'm going to hold you captive, but I need you to continue doing things you do for our family.
All right.
That's not funny.
Tell me something good. You got it, Lunch.
Thank you.
Will you admit that's kind of an awkward story?
Yeah, it's awkward, but it's good.
It is good. Amen to that. Amen to that. Yep.
Hanging out with the Bobby Bones Show.
Lunchbox volunteers at a place called Kid Power and has for a long time, and you often run their marathon and beat all the kids.
Absolutely.
It's your thing.
Yeah, it's my
tradition.
Thing to win their race.
So he gets guitar signed when the artists come in. Mm-hmm. I don't know who it was on this show. And if they want to say who they are, that's fine. And if you don't, that's fine too. But they think you get a guitar signed for Kid Power and you keep one yourself to give as gifts.
No, that's incorrect.
Any truth to that at all?
No, there's no truth to that at all. I give the guitars all to charity. They're 100% to charity. I have never kept a guitar for myself.
A gift. Kept it to give
to
someone.
No, to give to someone else.
No, I've never kept a guitar to give to someone else. I've given
I believe
one,
you.
100% to charity.
I believe you.
And there's only one person, or I guess there's only three people that
well,
it could be.
Well, there's only eight on the whole show, and you're one of them.
But there's only three it could be.
Okay.
It could only be either Ray.
Okay, could it be Ray? Okay.
Morgan,
okay.
Or new guy Mike D.
Or Mike. Oh, yeah, okay.
You want to know why?
Why?
Because I put the guitars in that room and they're one of them, I asked them to get it signed. So I figure it has to be one of them.
Okay. Do you guys want to admit who it was? Anybody?
It was me.
Oh, was it Morgan? Oh. Okay, Morgan, go ahead. What do you think?
Okay, so I've been helping Lunchbox get his guitar signed for quite a while now. He never asked for multiple from the same artist. So he had Brett Eldridge sign two guitars.
Around Christmas?
Yeah, right here around Christmas.
And his wife's a big Brett fan?
Mm-hmm. Oh! Oh, don't give away his Christmas present.
Oh! Got him. Never mind. Hey, yeah,
never mind.
Jerry. Here are some Secret Santa no-nos at the office. We're doing ours a bit later, and we're not going to spend all the time opening them on the air because we have eight people, so we're just all going to open them and then report back as to what we got from Cracker Barrel.
Okay.
So we didn't do Secret Santa. Everybody knows who they got. They just know in our collection, you're getting something from Cracker Barrel. But if you do a Secret Santa, don't get a fragrance or a lotion because that's too personal.
Ew.
If you get a woman at the office your favorite lotion, that's probably not a good thing. Don't give gag gifts. Because it can be considered dirty.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's rude.
Or alcohol.
Oh. Why not?
Don't re-gift a present from last year. It's not funny.
Oh. That is funny.
And stay within any agreed upon dollar range.
Yes.
Did you guys ever see the White Elephant episode of The Office?
Awesome.
Where Michael Scott buys the iPod, but the limit's like $10. Everybody keeps fighting. Everybody keeps fighting. And iPods don't even exist anymore. Okay, let's just say iPhone for the kids that are listening right now.
Yeah.
He basically buys an iPhone 7 and brings it in and says, okay, I know the limit's $10, but this is my gift. And they all just they're all fighting over it the whole time. Oh, Merry Christmas, everyone. So we'll be opening ours later. Lunchbox has chosen not to get a Cracker Barrel gift for me, and I'll be giving him his watch.
That's right.
That my ex-girlfriend gave me.
Mm-hmm.
Like years ago.
Pretty nice.
A nice watch.
Pretty nice
pricey
watch.
Pricey watch.
I mean,
I can't wait to see it on him. When are we doing this?
I even had it fit to my wrist. And we have similar wrists, right?
Probably. I mean, I'm probably a little bigger.
Oh, so it's links, it's not leather?
Now, do I wear it on my left hand or my right hand?
You wear it on your left hand. I wear mine on my right because I'm left-handed.
Okay, I just never worn a watch.
Oh, boy. Oh, we should have got them with training wheels.
Is it digital?
This is a nice one. No, it's not digital.
What does that mean?
It's got the hands on it.
I'm wondering if you could even tell the time.
Wait, it doesn't have numbers?
No. It's a nice watch.
Oh, boy.
Like really nice watches, unless they're athletic or your doctor. They don't have digits.
They have the hands.
Yeah, they have just marks where you're supposed to know what number is supposed to be there.
Oh, it has like the lines. The big line is at the 12.
Yeah.
The big line's at the 3.
Yeah.
The big line.
You can do that.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell that, kind of.
You can look at a clock. There's no numbers on it, though.
We'll look at it when I get it, and we'll discuss.
No, there's no discussing.
Yeah, we may need a refund.
All the gifts are here.
There's no refund.
Like, that's it. You get your gift. Have you guys given any presents yet?
Because
like
what?
To other people in your lives?
Oh. No.
Oh, no.
No. One else is getting presents till Christmas.
No.
Yeah.
So not even like coworkers?
But I'm leaving town. Like,
well, I'm not
Tuesday
getting anything, so.
Yeah, we still have time when we're all together.
And by the way, I hope all you guys didn't chip in and get me a big present.
Yeah, we might have.
Let's just say I hope you didn't.
We didn't,
though.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh.
Were we supposed to?
I mean, you always hope.
We have in years past.
You always hope.
I don't know.
Really?
It's like the gifts giving's like gone.
But that was a part of the
Bobby Bone Show, gift thing has gone like.
Yeah, because everybody has families and stuff now, and we also used to have a show with three people.
That was my point.
But it's even cheaper now. I thought maybe it'd be like at the end of the year, some sort of appreciation.
Oh, we always give.
Oh,
something.
I had an idea, but no one else wanted to go in on it.
You never shared it with us.
Oh, is that true?
Don't let him talk.
I knew you would come through.
I'm telling you, Bobby, I had your back.
It
was a big year for you, and I want to get you something awesome.
Hold that thought. Wait a minute.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Seattle, Washington. A woman had this real nice BMW. I don't know much about BMW. She left it running, ran in her apartment to grab something, came back, and someone had stolen the BMW. Dude's driving around town, enjoying the BMW. She contacts the police. They contact BMW. And guess what they can do? remote shutdown. They locked the dude in the car.
You love that show. That there's a show that Lunchbox would always talk about.
Bait car.
They bait carred him.
They bait carred him so he got locked in the car and couldn't get out. And they were able to track it. And they went and arrested him. Locked in the car.
Wow.
That is so awesome. That might be one of the best ones ever.
Hey, you know what? It was to me. Because you enjoyed it. Merry Christmas.
That makes me smile so much.
There you go.
Oh, I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
The holidays are all about the smiles, right, guys?
Yeah. This is the
Bobby Bones. I'm going to let Lunchbox talk for a second. I had asked, just kidding, because in years past, all you guys had chipped in and got me something for Christmas. And I was like, oh, if you did, that's really sweet. And Lunch said he was the only one who wanted to do it, and you guys didn't.
Yeah. Okay. Because I know that you're a huge fan of what team that had a...
Yeah, the Cubs.
Yeah, a huge accomplishment this year.
Yeah.
They won the World Series, first time in 108 years. And I found this website that does these like hatch prints.
Yeah.
And they had one of the Chicago Cubs World Series, and it's like Wrigley Field. And they took the image of the Cubs celebrating on the mound and they put it in front of Wrigley Field. And I wanted to buy a framed one and, you know, all pitch in. And they were like, nah.
Well, excuse me. Can I talk now?
Yeah, listen, I was just kidding when I said that earlier. But Lunchbox was like, well, I wanted to, but nobody else
did.
This
is interesting.
Yeah. I didn't expect anything, and I was half kidding when I said it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Half kidding.
Half my heart still hoped I would, you guys would come together, I have for you guys all year. But go ahead.
What?
No, go ahead.
Okay. I have no idea what Lunchbox is talking about.
Me neither.
I've never presented this idea. Nope. I actually think it's really awesome.
I would have chipped in.
Had I been presented with it, I would have been like, heck yeah.
Totally.
No. Yeah. Well, whatever. Hey, Lunchbox,
if you guys don't respond to the email, I can't force you.
I appreciate the thought, buddy. You and me on the same wavelength.
What email?
I mean, I tried to hook you up. Dude. I thought it was a really cool gift.
It sounds awesome.
It sounds really cool.
Full of lies.
Bobby, I have no idea what he's talking about.
I mean, you guys don't care about Bobby. I mean, he's worked hard for us this year.
Did you get him something?
Appreciate that.
Why didn't you just buy him that?
No, because, guys, it's expensive.
Done.
Like, it's not cheap.
This is not the Christmas spirit.
I know.
You're right.
I know.
We'll pitch in and get it.
No, it's over. Taylor Swift, they did something quite nice about her. They broke down all of her houses and put it in public.
Oh, okay.
Wait, broke down, like, what do you mean?
Well, let me tell you about Taylor Swift.
Nice.
Taylor Swift, expenses paid on homes, $71 million.
A month?
Total residences. She owns seven places. Three mansions, two penthouses, one home, one apartment.
Wow. Dang.
Oh.
Altogether, she has 39 bedrooms, 43.5 bathrooms, 11 guest houses, 21 fireplaces, 5 pools, 2 tennis courts, 1 ocean view, and say it with me,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
Yay. Merry Christmas, Taylor.
Merry Christmas, Taylor. Won't you make me off one of those, huh?
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Bobby Bones.
You know what today is? It's day 3 of Brand Spankin' New Artist Day. And yesterday, Brandon Ray was in. Brand new artist came in. Everybody loved that dude. Holy cow.
So good.
And what people don't know is he had a huge cold that was just crushing him. And I didn't want to bring it up. And if you notice, I just had him going song to song to song. I didn't let him talk a lot because he had a big sinus problem. He talked a little bit, but we didn't do an extensive interview because he was suffering hard with the cold. And so he still did a great job singing. And he left a message on Twitter yesterday. Did you see it?
No.
Here.
Bobby, Eddie, Amy, Nada, Ray, Lunchbox, Morgan, Mike D., everybody at Bobby Bones Show, thank you so much for having me on this morning. Seriously, my phone's blowing up. Everybody downloading That Could Be Us is just crazy. Hearing That Could Be Us on the radio was just surreal to me. So I can't thank you all enough for following and just listening. And again, thank you so much, Bobby.
There
appreciate you.
Look at that guy right there, Brandon Ray. He crushed it yesterday. Listen back on iHeartRadio. Later today, Bailey Bryan will be in. She's going to be a star. Like, it won't matter if we put her on or not. She'll be a star. Who cares what they say? She's like 18. Hilarious. It's a fun week, though, to bring in new artists. Some of them never been on the radio. Some don't have record deals. Some do. So it's kind of fun, huh?
Yeah.
Are you enjoying this?
I love it.
The High Valley stuff was so fun to me. Holy cow. People are still talking about that.
So good.
Like, Canada called and said that was great.
Really?
Their home country. Yeah, they called me. They were like, it was really good. Chipotle saying, hey, maybe we do drive-thrus. What do you think?
Yep.
Awesome.
Yes, please.
I don't know because I like my Chipotle order so specific that I don't know if I trust in the drive-thru.
So it'd be hard to be like.
Because I'm like, only a little bit of black beans, only this, because I just think it's going to, it sounds on the surface great.
Yeah.
The only problem with that is people are going to pull up and be like, I mean, they have a hard enough time when the stuff is right there in front of them and you're waiting in line and you're like, guys, you see the beans, you see the meat. Yeah. It's that easy. And they're just like,
Merry
well,
Christmas.
Yeah. What kind of beans?
I think we can figure it out.
Yeah. No,
I'm all about
it. Just have pictures of it.
Yeah.
Okay. I've seen people in line that can't figure it out, so drive-thru's
I agree with you. The drive-thru for this is going to be difficult because they build
Dunkin'
it exactly,
donuts,
too.
They would pull up and be like, what kind of donuts do you have? Seriously, we've got like 20 dozen different kinds of donuts. Like,
you don't have 20 dozen different kinds of donuts.
We got at least 20 different donuts.
Maybe.
But 20 dozen, though, that's a lot more, buddy.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Lunchbox thinks it makes me look bad that I lost in arm wrestling to Brett Eldridge yesterday.
Why?
I guess.
Man. It makes you look bad and it makes your trainer look bad, kind of.
Oh, wow. I didn't know what that
meant. Throwing major
First of all,
us?
Brett was in yesterday morning and we were like, anything else you want to do? We're like, let's just arm wrestle. I thought I would get beat. He's got 4 inches and 50 pounds on me.
You're left-handed.
And you know what? I am.
Yes.
And I wasn't going to say that, but I did arm wrestle him right-handed. That being said, I don't know if I could have beat him left-handed. He's just a hunk of dude. Mm-hmm. Like, he's a big old dude. Maybe I got a shot, but yes, I got dominated. But Lunch is, he thinks my girlfriend doesn't think I'm manly now.
She probably looks at Brett and's like, man, maybe I should have gone for Brett Eldridge, or like, maybe I should go for someone that Bobby says he works out.
Yeah.
And then Brett comes in here and just destroyed you in about... What would you say, Eddie? 2.3 seconds?
Yeah, maybe less than
that.
Yeah,
less than that. And I mean, I understand you're left-handed, but making excuses is like body odor. We all have one.
Oh,
you know
boy.
What I mean?
What?
You
just
won.
All
right.
Not,
you could have come up with a better one.
But anyway, I'm just saying.
Thank you.
If you're, if you're talking about how much you go work out and you go to the and you post these pictures of you working out like raw.
I got
to slam his arm.
Sometimes you lose though. So I lost.
Like body odor.
Yes.
Yeah, we all have one. I don't know.
I've never heard it in that form.
No, yeah, never.
No. Do you have one of those? We don't have one body odor.
No, we all have a body odor, though.
No, it's not called
okay,
a
all right.
It's not
did
a
you see that thing I posted on Twitter yesterday?
Which one?
It said no lease, and then someone wrote Navidad on the bottom of it. No lease, yes. Navidad.
Dude, I LOL'd at that one, and another one I LOL'd at was the one that, the smoothie one. What did you say? There was one with a smoothie. I don't remember what it was. Dang it, it's the worst story ever.
Yeah, dude, and then you found $10 or what? There was a sign that said no lease. In a big white sign, and they wrote Navidad on the bottom of it, like spray painted it. So you drove by, and it looked like No Lease Navidad.
So funny.
No Lease Navidad. No Lease Navidad.
Pero año y felicidad.
There it is.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
Feliz Navidad.
Okay, I have enough there. Okay, there you go. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Thank you.
Get your bones on, this is a Bobby Bones Show.
Hey. You got to be careful if you're ordering stuff to your house because people will see the package and they'll wait and they'll drive by a little later. And if it's still not picked up, they'll go steal it.
Yep.
That's what people do. They steal stuff. So how can you keep your package from getting stolen? You ready for the story?
Yep.
Number one, customize the delivery. Delivery companies allow for specific instructions that could include having a package delivered to the back door or behind a bush or at the shed. You can put a little write-in on some of those.
Oh,
did you know that?
I did not.
Number two, have it delivered to your work.
Smart.
If you're there all day, have it sent to your work because somebody's going to be there, not just sitting on a doorstep from noon until 5. Number three, have it delivered to a trusted friend if they're going to be home at that point. Number four, specify that you want to have the package picked up at the shipping center. So if it's something nice that you're not going to have to sign for, shipping center, there's like
go pick it up
five,
yourself.
Six of them. And one more, request a signature. Now, that's tough
that's
if you're not home.
One.
I know, because sometimes. But what happened on our show, Morgan, our producer, bought a record player and someone stole it from your house.
Yes, it was delivered at night. And so somebody definitely jacked it. I called Urban Outfitters, though, and they're sending me another one. They
are? Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
I tell them someone stole mine, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, too.
I'm missing three. I'm missing
so
a bunch.
Nice.
Whoa. The guy did an experiment in the story where he put a fake Amazon box on his porch to see what would happen. And so the next morning, around 5:55, his surveillance camera caught a guy with a dog walking by. and looked at the box. Went back, looked at the box again. Went back, grabbed the package.
No.
Yeah, had them all. Experiment.
That's not nice.
Morgan did it too.
Yeah, but
hers really? Was a real life. But you're getting another one.
Hopefully this one doesn't get stolen because it's being sent to my house as well.
Have them put it behind the shed.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's super cool.
Morgan lives in a town. Can I say what town you live in? Is that okay or no?
Yeah, you can say.
She lives in a town called Antioch.
Right? I like to call it A Nasty.
It's so gross. She's like, yeah, I got to go home to A Nasty. I'm like, stop saying that.
Why do you live there then?
Because
it nasty?
No, well, parts of it.
The town's called, she calls it A Nasty. When it comes to words, I just don't like, I don't like it. I don't like the word nasty.
Nasty.
There's this clothing company, it since, I guess, went under.
Nasty Girl?
It's called Nasty Girl.
And I was like,
Nasty Gal.
And I was like, still running.
Oh, I thought they folded. They
called for bankruptcy.
They got a little too nasty.
Okay, fine. She went bankrupt. But either way, I could never shop there because if someone asked me where it was from, I would have to say Nasty Gal. That just
stops. No, the worst is the box says in big black letters, Nasty Gal.
That may have something to do with why they went bankrupt. Guys, I'm glad you're into the board meeting. No one wants to have our boxes. We can't write our logo on anything anymore. What do? I declare bankruptcy. And what do they have? They have like stuff.
Cute stuff. No, yeah, like girl clothes.
Clothes.
Girl, wasn't my dad like turtlenecks. Saw that on my bank account.
That's right.
From there.
Morgan bought something from Nasty Gal, and her dad still goes to her bank account, which is a whole different story.
Yeah.
And then he was like, "Hey, so Morgan, my young daughter, what did you get a Nasty Gal?"
And I was like, a blouse.
And by blouse, you mean?
Like a blouse.
Yeah.
That's real.
Yeah, okay, sure. If I was a dad, awkward. First of all, if I was a dad, I wouldn't bring that up with a daughter.
No, just kind of forget you saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine would.
For sure.
Your dad would.
He would not bring it up, no.
He'd
be like, what'd you get from Nasty Gal?
But he would think that you're a bad girl.
In his mind, he's like, my daughter's a Nasty Gal.
She's Nasty.
Hanging
out with the Bobby Bone
Show. The most commonly returned Christmas gift is, Amy, stay out of this, I know you know it. Lunchbox and Eddie, what is the most common?
Clothes.
Common. Kitchen appliances.
And Mr. America nails it again.
What up, dude? Because they don't fit or it's ugly.
True.
I mean, my grandparents one year got me a pair of red jeans.
Yeah?
Like, what in the world?
That sounds cool.
I have red jeans.
Yeah, I do too.
I like them.
Sounds good.
I love them.
Oh, well, they sat in my drawer because I didn't have the heart to tell them that they were ugly, and they just sat in my drawer, never wore them, and then had to give them away. Or
clothing is the most returned item. 62% of all returns are clothing. The reason why? Size is wrong.
Mm-hmm. Gosh, Mr. America.
Mr. America. Like, you don't know how America feels?
Ask
listen to this dude.
Yeah.
I'll be here.
Will you?
At least till the new year.
So wait, what's the deal with you guys at Christmas? You going to her parents?
We are going to her parents because that's the agreement, but there's just one hiccup.
What's that?
Her mom informed us that she doesn't want the dogs coming to her place.
Okay.
So what do you do?
And listen, I like your dogs. They're big, but they're trouble.
Well, they're not trouble.
They don't mind.
I mean, right. They don't mind having a good time. Right.
Okay, so how many dogs are we talking?
We're talking two dogs. Okay. I have two dogs. They're both 75 pounds each. Mm-hmm. And I'm
basically another human when you combine them that doesn't mind.
Right.
So what if you had a human walking around going, breaking stuff and throwing stuff? That's what you're looking at.
And she doesn't want them because she's worried they're going to destroy her house. And I think she's a little bit scared of them because they're big. She doesn't like big dogs. Mm-hmm. And so now we're kind of up a creek because we don't know what to do. That means we may have to board them. We may have to rent a hotel room. Not quite sure.
Oh, that's the way to go.
Hotel room.
That's the perfect way to get out of it, dude.
Yep.
So yeah, we appreciate that. We're going to get a hotel. Oh, that's amazing.
Well, yeah, but then the dogs just get stuck in the hotel room all day.
All day. You'd have to go back a lot and check on them. You don't stay that
much. Yeah,
That's a good deal right there.
Hey, listen, as someone who tries to get out of the situation, mm-hmm. Oh, but by the way, you guys, this caused yesterday to be miserable.
Why?
Explain why.
What did
we do?
What
did we do other than point out the obvious?
No, you guys were giving me a really hard time. So yesterday I said on the air that I was not going to Canada with my girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And you guys gave me a really hard time about it.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, I heard they gave you a hard time on the air.
Yeah, you called her.
No, no, but after the segment. Okay. After I got off the air.
Okay.
Sometimes we'll have like a briefing after the show.
Oh, awesome. I get some of those sometimes.
Yeah, it's common.
Those aren't very nice.
It's a briefing. No, no, she's always fantastic about it.
Okay, good.
Until yesterday.
Oh.
And she wasn't not fantastic, but she was just like, so I heard that, you know, she was like, I really wanted you to go back to Canada with me.
Mm.
So she didn't want me to think that I didn't really understand.
Yeah.
But you guys kind of...
Is the fact that we maybe got excited for you, or maybe like celebrated with you, that you got out of it? Did that kind of
Yeah, that didn't do it for me.
I think also some of it is that she wants to make sure that you know that it is a deal.
Yeah,
like,
because
on air you're sort of like, eh,
it really is not that big a deal.
Now,
it's
I got a question. Was it weird that we played your winning song after you won?
I don't have a winning song.
Well, you need to get
There's
one.
There's no winning, and we're all good.
Mm-hmm.
America, puppies,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah.
freedom. Everything's cool.
Hotel rooms.
Yeah, so I'm not going to Canada. Mm-hmm. I will soon, but just not for this Christmas. And then we are going to go on a trip, and we're going to be on a trip during Christmas Day, and she is going to be not with her family, but she's great with that.
Okay.
Great.
She couldn't be better, actually.
Yeah.
Good.
Good.
So
we want to hear.
Sounds amazing.
But I appreciate you guys really bringing that up and just poking it, mm-hmm. poking it. And just
you poke, got it.
Poking Winning. It again and poking it again. Bobby
Bone Show. Here's the latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
Okay, so here's some fun year-end facts about Instagram. Halloween was the most Instagram day of the year. Disneyland is the place most people snap their pictures. And then Selena Gomez is the most followed celebrity on Instagram with 103 million followers. So Reba McEntire is returning to television. She's going to star in a show from the creator of Desperate Housewives. It's being described as a Southern Gothic soap opera. Interesting. There's no word yet on a title or an air date. I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
Bobby Bones. We should do gifts now. I don't want to go one by one, but... Hey, let's do gifts. Hey, Mike D, will you bring Lunchbox's watch? Everybody go grab their gift and give it to their person.
Yeah, give them a watch.
I'm just going to explain what's happening. So we're doing something called Cracker Barrel Christmas. This is not any sort of deal with Cracker Barrel or a company. Eddie, is this from you? Eddie?
Yeah, this is for you.
Oh.
Thanks.
So you guys can go ahead and open them up if you want.
Morgan, get over here.
Okay, here
So go. Everyone's bringing their presents in now.
Morgan, look how big this is.
Thank you. So, this is Cracker Barrel Christmas lunch. Since yours is not an opening, and everybody open them kind of quietly, please.
Yeah, be quiet.
No,
mine seems
this
kind,
is my
of,
time.
Kind of quietly, please.
Oh, kind of quietly, please.
Okay, so Lunchbox, here's your watch.
Oh, that's, I can't see it.
I know, I'm going to hand it. Here, take it over.
Dang.
That's a nice one.
Merry Christmas, buddy.
That's nice.
That's a watch my ex-girlfriend gave me.
That now you have no idea.
Take it. It's black.
Oh, that is a
it's
nice black.
It's gray.
Oh, is it? Whatever
it's
color
gray.
It is.
Oh, that's nice.
Pull it out. It's just for you.
Man, that's cool. It looks a little small, though.
Oh, it's fitted. I did get you something from Cracker Barrel, too.
I mean, this looks real small. How do I open it?
Also got you a decorative box of shotgun shells that you can use.
Like really? Real shotgun shells?
How do I open it?
The watch? It's
oh, there it goes.
Okay. You have to wind it, Lunchbox.
No, it's already it's ticking. But I don't know which way is
no,
up and which way is
it.
Down.
Okay.
Just,
maybe
I
can play it on.
I'll be quiet.
No, it doesn't. No, I'm asking your question.
I'll be quiet.
You
say?
You're right.
He's never
I'll
said
be quiet.
He's never. No one even asked him to be quiet. For the first time ever, he voluntarily was like, you know what? I'll check out this bit.
History has been made today.
All
right. Does it fit, though, dude?
Kind of, yeah.
Look at that.
Hey, Eddie, how do you clasp this?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. He's really
dude, that means Bobby has a bigger wrist than you.
Oh, of course. I'm a bigger guy than he is.
No,
that.
Look, it fits. All right.
Here, also got you.
Turn my arm.
This is like a cracker. It's a shotgun shell case. We can put stuff in it, like on your.
Oh, that's cool.
Watch in it. Yeah, it's a jewelry box.
There you go, buddy.
What up?
Dude, he gave you a watch and that box.
That's what I'm talking about. And
Santa Bones is here.
Yeah. Oh, Morgan's pulling out her gift.
Bones, open your gift.
Dude. Oh, listen, Amy.
Okay,
Amy,
who's
gift?
I figured out mine.
Is that a?
Oh my God, you did not do that
wait,
to her.
Wait, hold on. What, who got that from Morgan?
I did.
What, Morgan? That's a big rooster.
Yeah, oh my God.
Or it's a gigantic.
It's a gigantic chicken.
Hey, you can
it's
hide.
A rooster.
It's a gigantic coffee thingy.
Yeah.
So like,
a rooster.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
The gigantic cock-a-doodle-doo.
Like, I saw this. When I saw this, I was like, that's Morgan.
That's what Morgan needs, a big old cock-a-doodle-doo.
I've seen you like three times you could have gotten me, and you give me this?
Wait, I'm just
Hold on.
Hey.
It's a big glass Chicken. Rooster.
Hey, you can put like your key under it or hide.
You
like,
need to be... You need to be appreciative. Some people in this world get nothing, and you're complaining.
Okay.
You're complaining about your gift.
Eddie, who did you get a gift from?
All right, so I got a gift from Morgan. I got two records.
Yeah.
George Strait and Beach Boys.
Oh, Pet Sounds.
Oh,
that's a legendary album.
That's awesome.
That I don't have. So thank you, Morgan.
So that's how it's done, Lunchbox. God.
Ray, who got you?
Mike D.
What did he get you?
He got me a candy bar.
A candy bar?
$1 million candy bar. Oh, and a Yankee candle.
A freaking rooster.
And a Yankee candle.
My money finally came in.
Oh, I got it. So who got me?
All right, I got you, Bones. Open it up.
A bag of Werther's. Did you give me this too?
Yeah, all of it.
A bag of Werther's Original, Big League Chew. I told you don't give me a Raging Kitty at CD. I already have 100.
That's okay, because some of the money comes back to me.
You bought this?
Yeah.
Like one.
It's like a refund.
Like one penny.
For sure. Like 5 cents. Like
a lot of Big League Chew and Werther's Original.
Yeah. Now open the big box.
Okay. Let me see what's in the. Well, Amy, what do you have over there?
Okay, so at first I was really confused because Ray had me, and I thought he got me scented nail polish. And I was like, oh, that's cute. Okay, scented nail polish. And then I opened up the next box from Ray, and it's a drum set.
We got the same thing.
Eddie,
are you kidding me?
Eddie got me the same thing that Ray got you.
Hold on, Ray, why did you get Amy that?
I know, I figured it out. What Ray did was he got, tell me if I'm right, Ray, the scented nail polish is for my daughter and the drum sets for my son.
Yes.
Oh.
Welcome to parenthood, Amy.
Oh, my
yeah,
goodness.
Yeah, where people get you gifts
yes,
for your kids.
Yes, for your kids.
Eddie, why don't you get him a drum set?
I got that so you can take it on the road, so you can do the stand-up show with it.
It's like plastic.
Well, dude, so you're used to being on the road
hey,
with
Morgan,
idiots.
I'll trade you this for your big
for
chicken.
Bobby could use that.
Listen,
Bobby could use a big cock-a-doodle, dude,
you
too.
You don't want your stage to be empty, so set it up like you're going to be play a show.
Wait, Bobby.
Where's my big gift from you guys?
That's it.
I tried to get you one.
I got you a drum set.
Hey, you want the cock-a-doodle, dude? Because Morgan sure wasn't appreciative of my gift.
So far, Eddie's the only one's got a good gift. All right.
I got you a drum set.
No,
Mike
I
D.
Have what I got. Yeah.
What'd you get? What'd you get?
From Nada, I got a cast iron cooking book
and a skillet. Skillet.
Cast iron
skillets are good.
Okay.
Yeah. And he likes to cook.
You go camping.
It adds extra iron to you.
And it's gluten free.
When you're
like,
out
recipe
and on
book.
The prairie.
Yeah, doing the Oregon
what are you
Trail.
Talking about? Cast iron skillets are great.
Yeah, hey, what can you cook in this? Like one egg?
Dude, you can nail
it. It's small.
You can nail an intruder.
They didn't have the big ones, to be honest.
Guys, this is supposed to happen. It's a Cracker Barrel. All their stores novelty
no, that's what I'm saying.
And fun stuff.
Morgan is so mad. Do you see her?
Morgan is a chicken.
I can't even fit that thing in my car.
It's a male chicken,
dude.
I know. It's a rooster, dude. Yeah. I want to avoid.
Do you have a receipt?
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
Did you hear what she said?
You have a receipt? Morgan, what did you expect?
What did you expect? Did you expect a new car?
Wait, but Bobby, you seem disappointed, too.
I was just kidding. Mine does stink, though.
Okay, good.
Yes, you seem disappointed. And I don't like that.
Not always, but I gotta get the same thing Amy got, so it's not even a real
okay. That's not fair.
So Amy got me a bunch of like little things like lotions and
oh, I love lotions.
Stuff like that and bath soaks, but she also got me a pony like stick and a horse book.
That's
so she's gonna have to explain.
That's more of just a joke, but this is a coffee table book and it's amazing. I think it'll look great in your house. I know it's not a cat, but it's really.
I got a Raging Kitty CD.
Listen,
I have 100 of these.
Whoa, you have 101 now.
It says the horse. Passion, beauty, splendor, and strength. And I felt
is
like
this
that.
Is this Home Shopping Network?
No, I felt like that defines not.
I feel like you guys got everybody bad gifts.
Amy.
Bobby, I want to say thank
you're
you. I mean, this watch is really nice. Like, I mean,
glad you won, dude.
I came out on top on this.
That's
one.
When you wear if you wear a suit, you put that watch
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I'm going to put that on.
You don't wear it every day.
That's no, a, heck no. And you don't go to the bar in this thing.
I mean, unless
because the one time I had a nice watch, I lost it at a bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Morgan,
man,
relax.
You look so
Morgan's so
Merry
bitter.
Christmas.
Hey.
Y'all.
Yes, everyone say thank you.
Look at
thank
them.
You.
Thank you, Ray Ray.
They're all welcome. Fun gifts. No one was buying you guys a new car.
I mean,
relax.
Morgan, you can put that on your desk and everybody that's going to be like, oh, that's a nice rooster.
That will not fit on my desk.
Don't know you around these parts is Rooster Morgan.
You hungry? Go to Mike D. He's got a skillet.
All right, there we go. Our Cracker Barrel Christmas is, I mean, I have a lot of Big League Chew.
Yeah, you like gum.
Thank you, Eddie.
Put it all in your mouth. Chew it.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Bobby Bones time.
Come on, Bobby Bones.
All right, we're still holding on to our Cracker Barrel Christmas in here. There's a little drama. Morgan, you sent Lunchbox things you wanted, which wasn't against the rules.
Right. And
you
I
probably
he,
wanted to make it easier on him.
Right. I figured he knew nothing about what I would want from Cracker Barrel.
So what did you send him you wanted?
I sent him a couple different records.
Oh, I would have loved
because
if he got records.
I'm getting the record player.
You can have mine.
She got them for you.
No, I want you to really want them.
No.
What records did you say you wanted?
Patsy Cline and some old country stuff.
And so Lunch decided to not go $15 on records.
Do you know how much you spent on that
chicken? Instead, do you know how much you spent on that giant chicken? $70.
$80.
$80.
I left the tag on.
Oh, I did? Well, hey, I thought it was a thoughtful gift. I thought
it was a huge chicken.
It screamed, "This is Morgan," and it was there on display. And when I was checking out, these two ladies checking me, I go, "That's a beautiful piece."
Some people probably really
don't let them return that.
No,
I'm
definitely.
You keep it.
No.
Okay, we're moving. Hey, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
And Morgan, I'm sorry, but there was no record bin at the one I went to. I even asked them, and they said they don't have records. So.
Well, thank you for trying and putting in all that effort. I appreciate it.
It's a Cracker Barrel Christmas, Morgan. Bah humbug, but I got to say, it's funny that it's back on Lunchbox.
I love it.
Because Lunchbox was the meanest at this thing for years.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I got
horrible attitude.
Listen, terribly. I went from
remember
day
the
one.
Hot chocolate maker you got?
Oh, my. I still have it in the closet. It makes 6 gallons. It's the dumbest gift I've ever gotten.
No, I actually thought it was thoughtful because you love hot chocolate.
Can I tell you?
I saw your tweet. You said, "You know why I love Christmas? Because I can drink all the hot chocolate I want."
Right, but I can't drink 5 gallons at a time. Okay, and here's another thing she got me. Okay,
Keurigs, you can make a single cup of hot chocolate.
No, that's not
Merry
what I'm
Christmas,
gonna say.
Everybody.
The next
she
year.
Got me a Brazil soccer jersey. What? Who likes Brazil? I live in the United States of America. I'm USA.
The World's
USA.
Cup was in Brazil.
That's
that
why
year.
She did it.
And the
because
soccer.
The World's Cup. World Cup. Not and, the World's Cup. The World Cup.
And then you know what she got me? A puzzle. A puzzle. I mean, back to back to back. Bad gifts.
You're missing the meaning
and,
of Christmas.
And then, you know what else she got me? You know what else she got me?
Why do you even remember?
Yeah,
why does he
Dude,
remember all
It's
these?
Like he's kept a list and checked it twice.
You know what else she got me? Her gift to me, a fart machine.
That's right up your alley,
that's
dude.
Funny.
But that's all she got me out of everything.
Because after 3 years of being
right.
That was the first thing she got me. That was the first year, and then it went downhill.
So
that was the best she got me out of all the
years.
That was
10 years ago? You remember that from 10 years ago?
Hey,
I bet you he doesn't remember
notes
one
in my
gift
email.
He likes.
Man, did I ever get you anything you liked?
Did she?
Did I?
Oh, yeah, dude. You got me some good stuff
okay,
over
Okay, cool.
Years.
Just make sure, buddy.
You know
hey, Merry Christmas to you, buddy.
And when Morgan, the day I drew her name, she came to me and she goes, looks at me right in the eye and goes, Lunchbox, really, please get me a good gift. I don't want you to get me a crappy gift. From that moment on, I was getting a crappy gift.
We said on air the day you drew my name, you didn't care. And I was like, well, that's a good start.
I can't believe he spent $80 on that chicken.
$80.
Morgan.
I mean,
yes.
Is there something in your life where we need to get you a nice gift because that was the only gift you were going to get? Like, that's what I'm wondering. Like, was this your only gift?
It was like one of you.
Oh my God. The chicken just fell over and broke.
No!
And yeah, Mike, did it not like it?
It just fell over.
Are you serious?
Did it break?
You just broke my gift!
It broke?
Go
Are
get
you
it.
Serious?
Morgan,
kill the
go
chicken! Oh, no.
Morgan.
Did it just fall on its own?
You should see Lunch's face.
How did you break my gift?
In the glass room, Morgan left it. Bring it in here. Let's see it. Oh, no. It's shattered.
Man down.
She did it on purpose. She did it on purpose, dude. She did it on purpose for sure.
Honestly, that's kind of karma.
The greatest
Christmas ever!
That was an $80
chair, and I guess it don't.
Why would you set a chair?
You mean the it's chair that's not stable with wheels?
She tied a rope to it and pulled the rope.
I am so mad!
This day just got so much better.
Oh God, now Morgan doesn't have a gift at all.
Morgan, Lunchbox. Oh.
Wow.
Who's more upset?
I'm happy now. I'm kind
Why
of
would you be happy?
Oh, wow.
Morgan!
This was a terrible gift, and I feel like this is karma on Lunchbox.
Why?
Right
he spent $80
on
a chicken.
$80
on you.
And some people would really like
Although,
that chicken.
Amy, no one would like this chicken.
Lunchbox just did admit he did it on purpose to be a jerk. Let's not let that come out of our heads.
Hey,
he just admitted he did it to be mean on purpose.
I just feel like there might be someone listening that has that chicken that really likes it.
I mean, the two
and
ladies
if she is,
at the checkout came and said it was a nice piece.
When she goes back to the nursing home today.
My mom loves chickens like that.
I can't
believe the chicken broke.
I cannot
Mike D,
broke
you saw
so
it fall?
I just heard a big thud.
Oh my
wow.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
The chicken
talk.
Christmas. That's
no,
what
you're
all...
not sorry. You did it on purpose. It's your gift.
I
you don't have a gift now.
I did it on purpose.
Okay.
Just...
Well,
there's kids out there that don't get anything, and you're complaining about a chicken.
Don't
just
say
think
that,
about
Lunchbox.
That.
Yeah.
You complain every year about.
I was about to say you're not the one to talk on this.
You two are the worst two gift getters I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, whoa, gift getters?
Lunchbox, yeah, gift getters.
No,
yeah.
I'm a great gift getter. No. But when you come to me and complain about my gift giving,
Amy gave you an awesome hot chocolate.
Like you receiving a gift, not you.
And she gave you a big one and a small one. Gift getter.
Okay, gift receiver.
Yeah, you're a terrible gift receiver.
I don't know. I'm a pretty good receiver when you give me something good.
Let's go. I was with Dolly Parton last night, right? Which is cool, right? And I always wonder if there's going to be a tipping point for me where all of a sudden I just get cool. Meaning I'm just cool, you know?
Okay.
I'm just one of the folks. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon. Eddie was with me. Did you notice what I did that was really dorky? Because as soon as I did, I felt stupid.
No.
Last night, I was on the Dolly telethon.
Right.
For the wildfires. And so lots of artists played, and it was on lots of TV channels and radio stations. It was a really great event. And I was talking to Dolly before, and we do this thing where we're talking about it for the radio show. I'm going to play later. And then we talked about some other stuff. And then as we're ending up, and all the recording has stopped, and we're taking pictures, because I've never met Dolly, only spoken to her a couple times. I don't know why I said this, but I was like, hey, my friend Omar went to your show, and he said it was good.
What in the world?
Who's your friend Omar?
It didn't matter.
Okay.
And
I
didn't need to. First of all, she knows she does good shows.
Yeah.
And so I said, hey, Dolly, I just want to tell you, my friend Omar's in Austin. He went to your show, and he said it was good. And she was like.
She's like, well, thank you.
Well, thank you. And I was like, what? Why? First of all, why'd I have to say Omar's name? It matters.
Oh, my goodness.
Secondly, she knows she does really good shows. And there was no reason for me to tell that story. I just should have just walked out and been cool. Because I was cool up to that point, and then boom.
But shout out Omar. What up?
Yeah.
Did she remember Omar from the show?
She did not. No. I even said, Omar doesn't think about country music, and he thought you were fantastic. I know.
Well, that
makes you you.
I know.
You don't want to be too cool for school.
But you don't want to be too dorky to embarrass
that's
us.
True too.
No, I like it. I
almost nailed it. Walked in, was cool.
Yeah.
I was in Dolly's manager's office.
Hi, Bobby.
What's up? Hug, talked about it. And then I was like, do you know Omar?
He said your shit was good.
He was in the fifth row. He waved at you.
Here's his picture.
I just texted him. He proved it. He said he liked it. Look, Dolly. Great. All right. Well, whatever. How about a warm story?
Yes, please.
There's a bus driver, a kind-hearted bus driver, 52 years old. His name is John. Buses aren't that insulated. And so even back in the school bus days when we had, they were freezing cold. That door would open.
Oh, yeah.
The windows, some idiots have them down sometimes. And it's just like a big tin can. And so I noticed one of the kids crying on the bus. And he was like, hey, what's wrong? And the kid was cold. He didn't have a coat, didn't have any gloves. So this bus driver went and bought gloves and hats for every kid on the bus.
That's so awesome.
I mean, he'd have to do that.
No.
That's awesome. There you go. Anyway, thank you guys for hanging out. Dolly, if you're listening, Omar loved the show. Loved it. That was fantastic.
What does Omar think of our show?
He didn't like it that much. He's not a big fan. Let's go. Eddie, do you find that you parent your kids differently during the holidays?
Yeah.
Okay, wait
I'm
for
more
it.
More forgiving.
Oh, you are, just in general.
Absolutely. I'm in a better mood.
Listen to this, though. 1 in 4 parents admit to changing their parenting style when their family's around. Since they want their kids to act better, they give them little things, to bribe them.
I don't know about that. What happens in my family is we get together with other family members and they have kids, so it gets competitive. Like, my kids are better than yours competitive.
Huh.
So I start, I let my kids do things and I show them that little trick, Junior or whatever. And so they see a different side. They're like, Dad just acts weird during Christmas holidays. But yeah, awesome. It's competitive. I want them to be better than my wife's sister's kids.
That's a real thing.
Oh, yeah.
What if kids are older, though? Because a year as a kid is so much more than a year, at our age.
Yeah, we just talk about stuff so Junior's playing soccer, so is so-and-so. I'm like, really? How many goals did he score? And they'll be like, oh, they should go play outside and play a little bit. And then the dads are, watching them
and
stuff like that.
You guys bet money and stuff?
No, not yet. We will. I will, though.
Hey, by the way, Morgan, Lunchbox told me that you called this guy you're dating your boyfriend already. You guys have known each other like 2 weeks.
Oh my goodness, I didn't call him my boyfriend.
You did.
You called him my boyfriend.
It, let me tell you what
by
you
the
said.
Way, Morgan's our producer. Morgan's like 9 or something. How old are you?
I'm 24.
Okay, and she met this guy on an app like 2 weeks ago, and they've been on 20 dates.
And not that many, but
close. No.
Like 10.
Go ahead.
Okay, so I was talking to her about her Christmas plans. I just didn't know what she was doing. She's like, oh, my boyfriend's going to see his family, but I'm staying here. And I don't know if she meant to say it, if it just kind of slipped, or just in her head she thinks of him as her boyfriend, or what him as the
did
boyfriend.
Did you say your boyfriend?
I don't think I you did.
Oh, no. She, yeah, she's questioning it.
And immediately I go.
Yeah.
I said, immediately I go, well, I got prep. And she goes, huh? And I didn't say what it was.
That
and
means he had Lunchbox has show preparation material.
I was right. Like, right. Man, she's already calling the boyfriend after 2 weeks. That's a big step.
You're a cannonballer, aren't you?
What? No.
Like me, I tiptoe.
La, 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 la.
I tiptoe around the pool for like 3 years. You know, mm-hmm. I don't want to get in. I test the water, and Morgan's just like, I'm in the pool, cannonball.
I feel like it's very rare for me to really like someone, but when I do, I want to.
Like twice
you just
in life,
boy,
you just had one that you were like, same thing,
yeah,
boom,
all in.
Yeah, you were all in on the last
all
one.
In.
Morgan, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it, but don't deny it.
Yeah, even Amy's against you. That's when you know you're in the wrong.
But I don't think there's anything. This is the second time ever it's been like that. Ever.
Ever in like 8 months.
6 months.
But you have to think of it in context of this is the time that we and people listening to the show have gotten to know you, and it's happened. So, yeah. Like, just,
hey, listen,
just
I dated
it.
Two Australian guys. So
and she's the Australian girl. Nada loves her Aussies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's just what we know.
And you just cannonball girl.
Cannonball!
Girl!
Splash. Congrats,
that's
though.
That's a great analogy.
Hanging out on the couch all day and binge watching Netflix is not good for you physically.
Mm. No
did
way.
You, but did you know it also has a negative impact on your mood?
What?
Crushing an entire season at one sitting makes you realize you've pretty much wasted your day. You'll finish your shows in a better mood if you just watch one or two and then do something else. My thing is, after I watch a full season, I'm just upset it's over.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh.
And you're like, what do I
crap.
Do?
I disagree with that.
Now what do I do? Well, you feel accomplished?
Yes.
Oh.
I'm like, yeah, I finished a whole season in a weekend. Woohoo!
I feel good when I finish a book. That's exciting for me.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Because I'm like, that. You look for that last page. And it's like, I did it. It's like
I did it.
Yeah, it's like
I read it.
I love thinking it. Little, yeah. What do you call it when people do stuff
a
on the
check mark?
On their head post? What do they call that?
Oh,
oh, a notch.
Oh,
a
notch, yeah.
A notch on my
notch
headboard.
In the belt.
Yeah, that's how I make mine with books I read. Yes.
Oh, you mean scratch on the wood? Like
yeah,
the
yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm. Whatever.
Hey, it's you, Bobby Bones on.
What's up, Bobby?
So, in studio with another brand spanking new artist named Bailey Bryan. Hi, Bailey.
Hi, Bobby.
Hey, are you good?
I'm great.
So, hey, you know what? Before I ever heard Bailey sing a song, mm-hmm. I was like, okay, this girl's going to be big because... And Bailey, I want to play some of your Twitter stuff for them. Bailey Bryan, by the way... Yeah, I want to play some of your Twitter stuff.
Awesome.
Like your videos that I was this girl's funny. Because I didn't even know she could sing.
So wait, she has funny videos?
Oh, yeah. And not written funny stuff, but you can just tell she's funny.
Okay.
So here's Bailey Bryan, and this is her. You see an Eric Church tour bus... And you're like, I can't wait. This is the first video I ever saw of her. She was like, I can't wait to get, you know, a tour bus with my face on it, like Eric Church. This is the video.
It's his face.
His face is up.
It must be amazing to be at a point in your career where you get to have your face on a bus. I think if I ever get to that point in my career, I don't want my face on the bus. I want to have, like, a picture of a cat or an avocado. And then eventually I'll get a reputation as a person with the avocado bus. And then everyone will be like, Bailey Bryan's in town! I don't even need my face. Who cares?
That's funny. That's the first
awesome.
Thing I ever saw
that's
from
the
you.
First thing that you.
And
oh
I was
gosh.
Like, I'm hooked. I don't care if she can sing or not. Like that's a star. Then I saw where she goes into a field and talks to cows. Where are you from, by the way?
Squim, Washington.
Squim, Washington.
Squim.
Where,
yeah.
Where is that in the state?
Like a few hours outside of Seattle.
Okay. So we're on Tacoma. Are we anywhere near Tacoma with Squim?
Yes. I feel like that's right.
Yeah. Okay.
Geography's never been my strong suit. It is.
These
yeah.
cows that you're talking to, is that really from near your hometown?
Oh, yeah. Like that street. So that road, it's called Seashore Boulevard. Mm. And that's like just where I would go to be by myself and talk to cows when I lived in Squim.
So she walks down on the street and there's all these cows, right? And it's like where I grew up. It's
okay,
a small
yeah.
town.
Yeah.
The roads aren't like highway byway.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
They've been out here ever since I started walking on this road. What's up, guys? These are my friends. This is Marsha. That's little Eddie right there. He used to be little, not so little anymore. That's Roger. Sorry, I just realized you were a girl. Thanks, you guys, for just really, really supporting me from the beginning. You're all, thank you. Thank you, Roger.
Who cares?
I mean,
oh,
come
I
on.
Miss Roger.
Yeah, I know.
This is
Man,
funny.
Man, I'm going to get emotional.
Were you, like, when you were going through high school last year, were you, because you're 18?
Yeah, yep.
Were you on stage? Were you like an actress? Were you
I thought you were going to ask if I had friends.
No, that's later.
That's later. As much as possible, like, I did all the school talent shows. I was in, like, choir. But I would say, like, the bulk of my performing experience comes from just taking my guitar and playing my songs in front of my favorite taco place.
Yeah, favorite taco place.
Yeah, Jose's. It's actually called Jose's Famous Salsa. He started with just salsa, but then he expanded
cool.
to tacos.
Cool story. Cool
wait,
story, Bailey.
It is cool.
Thank you.
It is.
I thought you should have the full background.
So wait, you would just go get your guitar and you would just go play
did you get
outside
free tacos?
Of it?
Sometimes, yes.
Oh, my
goodness.
Or, like,
to people waiting in line or to who's outside?
I mean, clearly you haven't been to Jose's. It's a very popular spot.
I've not been.
Next time you go to Squim, Washington,
yes,
you have to go to Jose's. Just that's like every Saturday I would go and I would take my guitar and I would just stand out there. Jose gave me a sombrero and that's what I would put on the ground and people would put money in it.
Would they give you tips?
Some. Just a little.
Not them, like people. Would they give you... They give you money because you were good? Or are you
Jose's?
Not good yet? No, yeah. The people going to Jose's.
No.
No, cool.
Customers, no?
Not yet. Some. I mean, a little bit. Like, people I knew, usually.
Christmas Vacation, Squim?
There's one more go. I want to play.
Please.
You. And this one is, it's a lot of music, but she has this flannel shirt named Marv.
Marv.
Which I wish you would have had Marv on.
I should have worn Marv today.
Her goal was to make Marv famous. It's her dad's shirt.
Most places, I'm always trying to find an excuse to wear Marv. But, like, a lot of the, like, things that I go to, I like, you want to look, like, put together and stuff. And sometimes I look like a hobo when I wear Marv. He's a very old. You do. Thank you. And so I usually ask my manager, I ask Callie before I go somewhere. I'm like, is this a Marv appropriate event?
Did you tell her it wasn't a Marv appropriate event?
No, she didn't. No, this is the one time I didn't ask. And this is the one time when it would have been amazing.
So here's her in her flannel shirt. Here you go.
Okay. Also, I'm really passionate about Marv.
He's my flannel.
She's modeling it.
From Tommy Bahamas in the 80s. I stole him from my dad about a year ago. He's just a really big part of my life. I take him everywhere, and I'm really hoping that if I get to be famous, Marv also gets a chance at the spotlight, too.
I'm screwing it up right now.
That's funny. No, that's
Marv
good.
Is sitting at home like, what the heck?
Is he a big fan of the show? Is Marv listen?
Marv is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Oh, yeah.
This is her song called Own It here. Who cares what they say? I never listen to now, Bailey has her guitar with her.
Yes.
So everybody's been coming and doing, they've been covering something. And at first they were like, hey, she's going to do Drake. And I was like, what? And you could have, but I was like, what else does she have? You can do whatever you want. So what did you finally decide to do?
Well, I heard that you really like John Mayer.
I do. He's one of my favorite in the whole world.
And I'm, like, obsessed with Love on the Weekend.
Oh, do you play that?
Yes.
That would be a fantastic
song. I play it
song.
As of yesterday.
Oh, you learned
when I looked
it.
Up the chords.
Oh,
so,
boy. Okay.
I'm going to try that, if
okay.
that's cool.
Let's try this. But, if it doesn't work, we'll try something else.
Yeah. So that was my disclaimer, though, in case I
mess
it up.
We'll edit that out. And then
edit it out if I do well.
Okay,
or
got
edit
it.
The whole thing out
Except
if I mess
it's alive.
Up.
That's the only problem.
All right.
Ray, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Bailey, are you ready? Bailey,
possibly.
Bailey Bryan here in the studio. Let's see what she can do here.
It's a Friday. We finally made it. Can't believe I get to see your face. You've been working. I've been waiting. To pick you up and take you from this place. Love on the weekend, love on the weekend. Like only we can, like only we can. Love on the weekend, love on the weekend. I'm coming up and I'm loving every minute of it. You be the DJ, I'll be the driver. You put your feet up in the getaway car. I'm driving fast like a wanted man, and I want you baby, like you can't understand. No, love on the weekend, love on the weekend. We found a message in the bottle we were drinking. Love on the weekend, love on the weekend. I hate your guts, cause I'm loving every minute of it. Oh, I'm loving every minute of it. I hate your guts now, babe. I gotta leave you, it's gonna hurt me. My friends are worried and my clothes are getting dirty.
Wow.
We didn't know if you were done. I didn't know if it was dramatic or not.
I was like, is there another line?
Yeah, we were all like, huh, what's she going to stop?
There was another line.
Oh.
Did you forget it? Because you looked at us like you wanted us to clap.
I did, because I didn't know what the next line was.
Yeah! Yes! That's all you have to do is look at us. We got you. What? Hey, Morgan, are you in the room? What song was the first that they want to play?
Wasn't it Drake?
Was it
yeah,
Drake
it was
song?
Too Good by Drake.
Okay, play a little bit of Too Good. Because I played Too Good on the air last week. Yeah.
No way, you did?
I did.
That's amazing.
All right. So, because I had the five albums I listened to most this year, and that was one of them, Views.
Yep.
Okay,
me
so
too.
Let me hear a little bit of this. This is okay. Bailey Bryan, new artist Bailey Bryan.
Just tell me when you want me to stop.
Okay, when I start doing this on my throat, the cutting sign,
yeah.
Wrap it up.
That means keep. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
That's okay, yeah.
Gotcha. All right. I don't know how to talk to you. I don't know how to ask you if you're okay. My friends always feel the need to tell me things. It seems like they're just happier than us these days. These days I don't know how to talk to you. I don't know how to be there when you need me. It feels like the only time you see me is when you turn your head to the side and look at me differently. And last night, I think I lost my patience last night. I got high as your expectation last night. I came to a realization, and I hope you can take it. I'm too good to you. I'm way too good to you.
God, that's good. Yeah.
Cut, thanks.
Cut, cut. Yeah.
That's good.
That's good. That's really good. That's really good. We are running out of time, though.
Oh.
Time is of the essence, I know. Mm. Tell me about this song here. Who cares what they say? You ever heard this before?
Oh, that one?
Yeah.
Sound familiar? Yeah. No, I love this song. Oh, my God.
So your favorite?
Yeah. Basically. That's my first single. It's called Own It.
Yeah.
I'm just really stoked that it's the first thing I get to put out in the world.
Why?
First of all, because it's extremely autobiographical. I felt that it was a good, just like, hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Bailey, to anyone who would listen. But more importantly, it's kind of the beginning of, like, the message that I want to send to people. And
which is what?
Love yourself. Just really, I'm really passionate about learning to become okay with everything that makes you who you are. Because if we're really honest as human beings, not everything that makes us who we are is a beautiful, perfect thing. Love it all equally, just because you wouldn't be you without it.
I'm going to play the song now. She seems a lot older than 18, doesn't she?
Okay, yeah.
Makes us feel
better. I'm like taking notes. Love yourself.
This is called Own It from Bailey Bryan. And Bailey, it's great to meet you for
the
first time.
Thank you so much.
I feel like we're already, you know, you talk to someone online and you feel like,
I know.
You know
it's like
know
I saw. I was like, "How are you?
Yeah, good to see you."
Oh my God,
we're talking about Marv, ever. And I'm like, "Who's Marv?"
Good to see. I know. He's like, "How is Marv?"
I thought it was like your guitar
Marv's
player.
Marv's great.
Yeah. And then come to find out, it's a flannel.
It's a flannel shirt.
It's a flannel shirt.
Yeah.
A flannel shirt.
It's normal, dude. Thank you so much for having me, and thank you for like knowing who I am.
You're welcome.
Like he tweeted about me before the song was even out. I was like, "How did
he does that sometimes?"
I died.
Well, I'm a fan.
Thank you so
and
much.
And I think you're freaking hilarious.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
This is called Own It. Download it from Bailey Bryan if you want. And I think we're going to be seeing a lot of Bailey a lot this year.
I mean, thank you.
I think it's going to get to the point to where anytime I'm eating an avocado, I start singing.
You're
going to
start
song.
Seeing.
I sure hope so. Yeah. That's the actual goal. I say, right. Like, love yourself. I'm like, I really just want people to think of me when they eat avocados.
Here it is. Here's Own It. I've tried to get this 3 times. Okay, here's Own It from Bailey and Brian. Thank you, Bailey.
Thank you so much.
I'm right even when I'm wrong. I break things like hearts and iPhones. Patsy Cline when it's rainy. In the car with my friends, I'm Jay-Z. Can't dance, but I won't stop. In my little black dress and high tops. Don't care, but still get jealous. Without GPS, I'm helpless. But I'm not gonna stress. I'm such a beautiful man. But don't like work or write love songs. I can't flirt, awkward in conversation. But I'm Shakespeare when I'm texting. Ha, sweatpants, but I'm still a lady. Trip and fall in public, gracefully. Wow, but I'm nerdy. I party hard till at least 9:30. Who cares what they say? I never listen anyway. In my head, yeah, I'm cool. Gonna keep making my own rules. So call me crazy, dysfunctional, maybe. I don't care, I'll show it. Cause I own it, own it, own it. Cause I own it, own it, own it. On your coolness, on your crazy, on your story in the making, on your passion, on your style. Such a beautiful mess. Who cares what they say? We never listen anyway. In our heads, yeah, we're cool. Gonna keep making our own rules. So call us crazy, dysfunctional, maybe. We don't care, we'll show it.
Earlier, we had a Cracker Barrel Christmas. We all bought each other gifts from Cracker Barrel. Some people were happy, some weren't. That's the way it goes. Morgan, our producer, was not happy because Lunchbox bought her a giant chicken. And he said on purpose he bought her a bad gift. I don't know what the relationship is with you two, but you know what? Merry Christmas to all and to all a good night.
That's right.
So what happened was Morgan had this huge chicken that Lunchbox bought her that she didn't like, and then it fell over and broke.
And then she broke it.
Now, some people say that she put it in a rolling chair on purpose so the chicken would die. I don't have any conspiracy theories.
Yeah, she wasn't in the room.
But she was like, hey, Mike, when I walk out, knock it over.
Now, Lunch, I think you're being unfairly ridiculed, and I'm going to tell you what happened.
Thank you.
Not just for this, buddy.
That's what I'm talking about.
Something else.
I like this.
Something else. Eddie came to me, man to man.
In private.
And told me a story about you, and I don't think it's true because this is not the kind of guy that you are. I'm just letting you know that.
Okay. Thank you for having my back. What did I do wrong?
You're welcome. All right. You know what you did wrong. We went out to have breakfast, and when it was time for the bill,
at
you
Cracker
disappeared.
Barrel,
at Cracker Barrel, we went to go together.
Oh, it's Cracker Barrel Christmas.
We enjoyed a nice breakfast, you and me, and right before the bill came, you disappeared, and you never came back. And I waited patiently. And the waitress would come up and be like, you want me to take care of that for you? I'm like, no, just give me a minute.
It's because he spent so much on Morgan's rooster.
Wait. He was trying to get Morgan's rooster in the trunk, dude.
Let me see if I remember this correctly. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Okay. Bobby, yeah. I hate to let you down, but the story is true.
Oh, sticking up for you.
But I had a reason.
Go ahead.
2 months ago, Eddie took my credit card, went and ordered pizza and beer on my credit card, and made me pay for it all. True or not true, Eddie?
True, Eddie.
Wait, why?
Did you know about this?
No.
Oh, well, I did that night. I was like, wait, you put it on my credit card.
Guys.
May
I?
And so I'm looking for payback. That's just one payback, because that was only like a $10 meal. We're still, you still got 25 to go.
May I?
Yeah, go ahead, Eddie.
All right, so it was just one night. We're all hanging out. Families were hanging out together, and they ordered a pizza from a place right down the street. I said, you know what? Ray and I will go walk. We'll go get the pizzas. We get to the pizza place, and they're like, oh, we still got about 20 minutes for it to be ready. So Ray and I look at each other. I'm like, well, we have some time to kill. Let's just have a beer. So we ordered a beer, and when it came to pay for it, we just said, here, put it all on this. That's it.
All on this. On Lunch's card?
Yeah, because Lunchbox was going to pay for the pizza.
But I didn't
say
it was
deal.
Oh, I don't think it's that big a deal.
What do you mean?
We were already paying for the pizza, right?
Split the pizza. Oh. And he just took it and bought themselves beers and shots.
I side with Lunchbox on this one.
Yeah, you can't be stealing my credit card.
All right, so I owe you what, 10 bucks now?
15.
Okay, 15.
And a chicken.
And a chicken.
And a Cracker Barrel chicken.
Wow.
Yeah, so I did, but I thought it was a pretty slick move on my part.
I'm done hanging out with this guy.
Proof that, like, we don't ever grow up. Like, it just doesn't.
Yes, we are not a functional family.
Like, Amy, do you have a headache?
Yeah, sort of. When I was a child.
Because of this.
When I was a child, I always thought, like, my parents, when I was a kid, my parents were like, we're like, let's just put ourselves in the 40 category, 35, 45 category. I thought my parents were like so mature and like nothing like, no.
But listen,
are we dealing with this kind of stuff?
No,
when we're
my
like
kids
60?
Are thinking I'm really mature too, but they don't see this.
You want a little piece of Christmas magic?
Yes.
A little positivity?
Yes. Anything.
Mike D, our producer, who, by the way, has lost over 100 pounds in the past year and a half or so, all naturally, you know, has just been running and eating right. Has been training for a marathon. Has lost, what, 7 more pounds running?
Yeah, 7 pounds.
Wow.
Mike D.
Just out training for, he's a machine, training for a marathon. Puts his mind to it, goes and gets it. A little Christmas magic story for you.
There you go.
See, don't we want to end a positive note?
And that's mature.
I wish we kind of had some.
Jingle bells.
Like
a fairy dust.
Snow's falling.
No. Thanks again to Bailey Bryan for coming by. Appreciate that. You can go to BobbyBones.com and see all of our brand spanking new artists from Brand Spanking New Artist Week right there on that site. Also, if you're in Tuscaloosa or Roanoke, or if you're in Richmond, Virginia, I will be there. Tickets to the Bobby Bones Funny and Alone Comedy Tour. They're up with Walker Hayes, so we'd love to see you in Greensboro, North Carolina as well. BobbyBonesComedy.com.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Bobby Bones.
What do you think the most stressful part of Christmas shopping is? They asked a bunch of people.
Oh, I got it.
Well, the crowds?
The crowds, you say. Lunchbox.
Parking.
Mr. America nails it again over there.
Woo!
Parking is the number one thing. Maybe this is why people get into brawls over parking spaces.
Oh.
The most stressful part of Christmas shopping is finding a parking spot. Second is, Mr. America, going to you. You're rolling solo now. You won the game.
Oh, so if parking and then finding that perfect gift, like if they're out of something, like the Hatchimal.
The Hatchimals did not make the list. Mm-hmm. Anybody else want to throw it out there?
I don't really get it.
But just
family.
Money.
Long lines and huge crowds came in.
Oh, that's
first,
what I said.
Second and third. Yeah, but I didn't win. I was looking for the number one.
Oh.
Survey says. So there's that. Eddie wants a personalized license plate. What's everybody think about that?
Nope.
Love it.
What do you mean?
All right, let's go. Let's go side by side.
Amy would disagree.
Wait,
and Lunchbox
everyone
would.
Who thinks a personalized plate is cool, say aye.
Aye.
Eddie and Lunchbox. Aye. Everybody who doesn't, say nay.
Nay.
Dang.
What do you want to get?
I just thought I'd put like Rocket on the red Rocket.
Nah.
It have to be like R Rocket. You have to do 6.
Is that not? It's too long.
So you have to do 6, I think.
Okay, so like R Rocket.
No. Like R-O-C-K-E-T. Oh, that is 6.
Dude, we're good. Rocket.
Oh, yeah, I can't spell.
With no space. Rocket.
I bet it's been taken, though.
Well, that's when you do the
R-C-K-T-O-1.
Yeah. The number 8. Rocket.
O-1. If you had to get a personalized plate right now, you had to, what would be on it? Amy.
My dog just came to my head, so Josie.
Go out, okay. There you go. Lunchbox.
BBS MVP or L box.
Somebody's been thinking about this.
Oh yeah.
I'm talking about
he goes,
Funny you ask.
Just wrote an article last night for my website. Okay, change yours. Go ahead.
Okay. Like something joy. Choose joy. Oh. Pimpin' joy. Something like that.
Lunchbox?
I told you, BBS MVP, L-Box MVP.
he has one already.
L-Box MVP may be too much.
LB MVP. Sorry. Ray, what about you?
Rain Bay.
You and your girl.
Oh, I like that, Ray. Yeah.
You and your girl.
Oh, I got BBS Box.
Okay, now we're done.
Right. L-Box number
Bobby,
one.
Bobby, what would you get?
Not my name.
No?
Because people would key my car like crazy.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
That's true.
Oh, I know what you can get.
I'll agree with you. Good call, dude. You don't want to do that.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't like you.
Number one, New York Times, NYT.
Me? No, yeah. I would do like WooPig or something like that.
WooPig, yeah. For sure taken.
Yeah, but okay.
This is just hypothetical.
W00P1G, okay?
Ooh.
Double zero so zero.
That's probably taken
P1G.
Too, but.
Yeah, we get to pick. We haven't. We're not looking at the database.
It's a game.
What does that mean?
WooPig.
WooPig.
Oh, yeah.
WooPig Suey.
Yeah, I got you.
Arkansas Razorbacks.
Wonder if you could just get your glasses printed on, like.
Oh,
that'd be cool, dude.
No,
okay.
I can't do that.
Oh my gosh.
Nada, what would you have?
It would say Cat LDY, Cat Lady.
Cat Lady. Oh, that's hot.
Oh, yeah. Guys are running my car.
They'll probably key my car, too.
Oh, no.
Cat Lady. That's.
Christian Bush has a new song out, and it's actually up on iTunes now. I didn't mention this today, and so it's called Sing Along. Remember the song? And when I played it, it wasn't up on iTunes yet, and listeners were like, where is it? And I was like, I don't know. Guess it's just in my text message. But now it's up. I hope you sing along like oh, 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 oh. So Christian Bush, also known as one of the guys of Sugarland, him and Jennifer Nettles, but they're doing solo stuff now. I hope my love song's bouncing around your heart and echoing in your head, just like we're at the start. Remembering what we said in the end, it doesn't matter who was right and who was wrong. So when you think about me, girl, I hope you sing along like oh, 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 oh. You guys digging it more? The more you hear it, right? Because first time you hear it, you're like, I think I like that. It sounds like smiley. It makes you smile. And then about the third time, you're like, okay, I gotta buy it. I must spend a dollar. I must spend $1.29 on the song right now. It's Christian Bush. Sing along. Play a little.
You always laugh when you stole my shirt. Dancing around and you made it look like it was worth $1 million. Remember those nights that we couldn't sleep? Kids shooting fireworks off in the street. Baby, you're still that girl to me. I hope my love song's bouncing around your heart and echoing in your head, just like we're at the start. Remembering what we said in the end, it doesn't matter who was right and who was wrong. So when you think about me, girl,
download that new music for you to download. Radio. Make you smile, make you dance.
Oh, 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 oh. I hope you sing along like oh, 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 oh.
It's been a good week for new music on the show. We play a lot of new stuff.
Yeah,
we don't normally play as new because I'll kind of hey, relax. But everybody's checking out for the holidays, so,
so
nobody's listening.
It's brand spanking new week.
Yeah, it's brand spanking new artists week. So, really, I don't think anybody's listening. Like, listeners are, but like corporate, I think they're all on their yachts and stuff.
They're on vacation.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
They've taken their suits off and they're somewhere in
just relaxing
Hawaii or something.
Man, I'm jealous.
That's nice.
Christmas we in got, the islands.
We got Thursday, Friday, Monday, Tuesday. What islands are they going to?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
The Hawaiian islands.
They don't think Mon in Hawaii.
I was
Jamaican
Mon.
Oh, Mon.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So we're back in a room with Dolly Parton. What is this room that we're in? Your face is all over the room.
Well, this is actually the office of my manager.
Danny Nozell. We're actually at his facilities. It's where we're having the whole telethon. He was generous enough to offer up this place for us to do the telethon from. So he's got my pictures all around, and he's in most of them.
He is in a lot of them. You're right. You know, what's great's happened was this has all come together so quickly because of what happened in such a fast pace, too. So let's talk about the fires, first of all, and how it affected you personally.
Well, it devastated me because we've been out on tour, and we just got in a couple of days ago, so we're putting this all together from the road and trying to get it together. But we were, I was out in California. I was actually singing with Miley Cyrus on The Voice right in the middle of the song, and as soon as I finished, they said, "You know the Smoky Mountains are on fire." I said, "What?" And anyway, I thought, I didn't know what to make of it. So anyway, we went on to the dressing room and started watching it on TV. And I mean, I freaked out, first of all, when I saw the fire. I thought to call my family to make sure that my blood kin were all okay, which they were, thank God. And, but we just kept watching it burn and burn. And I thought, how can this be? I mean, the beautiful Smoky Mountains, my home, my people. But it really just scared me to death.
And so the word around the building is about a week ago you said, let's do the big telethon. So it's all coming together pretty rapidly itself.
It's been amazing because we try to think, what can we do? Because I was on tour and we were doing, like I say, we had limited time to do anything. But thank goodness for Kurt Webster, who's my PR guy, and Danny Nozell, my manager. They got everybody together and they just said, let's just do it. And so I thought, well, I have to do something. And thankfully, I have so many wonderful friends, celebrity friends. They were all calling saying, what can we do? We'll help you out. We'll do whatever we can. And so we just had a world of people just saying, let us help you. Let's do it. That's a wonderful idea. Let's just do it. We can do it. We're here in Nashville. We'll come over. We'll answer phones. We'll sing. We'll do whatever. So it's been really an amazing time that everybody's been so generous with their help.
So as people are listening to this right now, the telethon was actually last night, but there are still ways that people can contribute, and we still need them to contribute, right?
Oh, yes, because, see, the commitment that I made, we're hoping to, you know, raise enough money over the next few weeks and months. People can still donate and carry on, because I committed to give $1,000 a month to each family that lost their homes. I think that's like 13, you know, 1,000 people or 100. Anyway, we're given $1,000 a month for 6 months, so they can just have a little hand up to, you know, kind of get back on their feet. And if we raise more money than what we're supposed to or hope to, then that'll all still go to further that. And just to, because we had people lost automobiles in addition to homes, and people having to, you know, hitch rides to school. We got shelters for animals and all that. So there's just all kinds of needs that you don't really think about until you get into it, other than just the homes.
If you're listening right now, there's a $10 donation text. You can text Dolly to 501-501. So listening right now, $10 donation text, text the word Dolly, D-O-L-L-Y, to 501-501. And I know you made a huge impact on a lot of people's lives, and a lot of people are listening now all over the country, and they thank you through me.
Oh, well, thank you, too, for helping us out. It's good people like you that's offered to help get the word out, help us carry on the telethon. Everybody's been so generous with not only just money, but time, love, and energy. And that's what makes it all. The Tennessee, of course, is known as the volunteer state. But even if you're not from Tennessee and you live in and around, you're like all of these celebrities, it's been great for everybody to just feel like they're all part of this. And everybody loves the Smokies. Almost everybody's been to the National Park. I mean, this is the most visited National Park in the United States. People don't realize it. So this has touched the lives of not only my people, but the lives of people that just love the mountains and the hiking trails and just all the tourist stuff. So what we can do to help more than anything else, biggest part of the things are still open, the tourist attractions, the restaurants and the hotels. So come on back and let's help build it that way.
Again, you can text the word Dolly to 501-501, and a $10 donation will go there.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Thanks to Bailey Bryan for coming by and playing and talking and hanging.
Who cares what they say? I never listen anyway. In my head, yeah, I'm cool.
Brand spanking new artist week.
So
tomorrow, Russell Dickerson comes in. Never met him, but yeah. I never met Bailey Bryan until today.
Really?
I never met High Valley until they came in on Monday.
That's true.
So, and Brandon Ray, we knew, but he'd never been on the radio.
But I'd never met him.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he'd have a record deal.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's all about us bringing new artists in and exposing them. And because our bosses aren't listening, we can do whatever we want.
Yeah.
Seriously, thank you guys so much for hanging out and for listening. And that's all. And we'll see you right here on Thursday's show. What do you say? Throwback Thursday? Should we do that or no?
Yeah.
I'm asking Ray.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right.
Let's go. Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials. You know, do I have like 4 tubes of toothpaste just in case, or supplies? You know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. Which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be for a vacation for you, it could be me working, it allows me not to pack as much. Because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, hosted by MC8 and Big Steel. Every Thursday,
y'all already know.
A podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.